Watch your eyes. How many clocks were there? Was there one clock? I think there was a couple clocks in there. Who one had a shepherd and one didn't? Maybe you wouldn't consider that a clock. They're probably kind of wild. So they had two flocks. We'll call it two flocks of sheep. So I got two flocks of sheep here. And I needed a good protector for the sheep, so I asked the biggest, baddest dude in here to be the shepherd. Nate. Come on up here. You are the shepherd of these sheep. And when you're done protecting them, you get to bring them home. Right? Okay. You can stand over here. Alright. And the shepherd, he knew his sheep by name, didn't he? He called them out, and they heard him. What are your sheep's name, Nate?
Bob Frank.
It says very often.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
Oh, Henry. I guess.
Okay. But the other sheep, they didn't have a shepherd. But they still had something around. They still had a place where they thought they could go and they could be safe. So they went up here. We'll be safe up here and nobody will touch us. Right? So in this story, you've got sheep in a spot where they think they're safe, and you've got sheep who are protected by a shepherd who loves them, knows their name, and he's going to do everything he can. What did my brother say this morning he's going to do for them? He would lay down his life for the sheep. So, they seem pretty safe. So I need two volunteers. I need a thief and a robber. This guy over here looks like a good thief. Williams and Levi. Okay, Levi and Levi are the robbers and the thieves. And they're going to go try and take a sheep because they're hungry. And, they're thieves and robbers, but they do have families at home. So they need to feed them. So they're looking for a sheep, and they don't have any of their own, so they're going to try and steal one. So the thief and the robber, first they go to the flock that has the shepherd, and they try to take one. But he's going to protect those sheep with his life. There's absolutely no way that thief and robber can get those sheep. Alright. So they try, and they give up because there's no way he can partner with the chocolate. there's no way the shepherd's going to part with the sheep. So they think, oh, there's another flock of sheep somewhere. Maybe we could steal one out of there. That might be the leisure. We got to climb this wall, but maybe we can steal a sheep out of there. Now, please don't be too greedy to steal one sheep.
Oh, can I steal a sheep?
Yeah, you can. And don't take your time because we're on the clock here and everybody wants to run. That's one way to get the sheep down here. Now you don't have to deal with it. It's already dead. So those sheep thought they were pretty safe over there in that clock, didn't they? Okay, we don't have workers' compensation here, so careful about that. Alright. Okay, what other kind of enemies did the sheep have in the story?
Wolves.
Put your hand up. Wolves. I need two scary wolves. But one wolf's mother doesn't want her to climb the ladder. Jerry, you can be a wolf. You can be a wolf. First, the wolves go to the flock where the shepherd is, and they're going to try and steal those sheep from the shepherd. But that shepherd, he's going to protect those sheep with his life.
Above your head, Nate.
Don't get too cocky, Nate.
Nate, above your head.
Pretty crazy wolves here.
My sheep.
Okay, so the shepherd pulls out his gun, and the wolves go running. And they know, hey, we know where there's more sheep. we might be able to get a hold of. So the wolves, they find a way to get into the other flocks that thinks they're safe, but they're not really, I don't think. Don't forget, these wolves are pretty hungry. So they, I hope they don't take two because I have about one box of chocolate bars. Alright, so the other wolf, he gets himself a sheep, and they don't really seem to have too much difficulty just finding. So what do you think about the flock that kind of hid themselves and thought they were pretty safe? No, they're not pretty safe at all. So they got a bit of a false sense of security there. So they decided to pool together their money, and they're going to hire themselves a pastor, a priest, rabbi. I've already chosen somebody for the park, and they're going to hire somebody to look after that little sheep here, because I think he's going to do a good job. I don't want it for free, though. Man. Well, they pulled together their money, and they got together $2,000. Now, that's a salary. If you stay on with the job, what time's lunch? I don't know, I've never really thought about that ahead of time. Can I have more than one? They don't need the sheep. You just want to watch them. Yeah, is that all I have to do?
Just watch them.
Just watch them. Yeah, and make sure they're safe.
And they're your children.
So that's a scoundrel. So I didn't want everybody to get their. Great. Now, just to be clear, what do I need to do for the sheep? Just keep an eye on them. Make sure they're safe.
How many lunch breaks can I have?
Well, as many as you like, as long as you watch the sheep on your own.
Watch the sheep.
I got it?
And don't eat the sheep.
And don't eat the sheep. Just watch them. No, I'm just a mediator on behalf of the sheep, so. You're the ones that want to meet
them. Thank you, sheep.
So now they've hired themselves someone to look after them. Now they're really safe. Right?
Yep.
Now they got themselves a pack.
I mean,
that all right. So, we need two more hungry wolves. Now, I'm the 52 right here. Now, you two wolves, you've been up all night, howling at the moon, chasing stuff, and you haven't been able to find anything wild. You think, we know where there's a sheep. Now, you go to the first flock, and you're pretty wild. And I think he's sitting on the chest. So I'm going to close it up. And the wolves take a run for it. And
hey,
Matt, on a second flock.
What are you doing putting so much time and energy? You just have to watch them.
Now remember, these are wild, ravenous wolves.
Hey, a wolf, hey. I bet you I could watch from over here. That's a little sniper phone.
You see the foam coming from their mouths and the drill dripping from their
teeth. It's lunchtime! Oh, God. I can get hurt! You know, he didn't say I had to protect him, right? He said I just needed to watch him. I think I'm fine. I can watch from over here. Try not to tend too many sheep! Just one, maybe. Man, I'm out of here, right? I can watch from the next province.
I'm over here. And I have to get off. Because those are scared wolves. Now this reminds me of a story. When I was younger, I got a job working part-time today. I was working there for the winter season, just for Christmas. And I was getting paid minimum wage at that time, which was $7 an hour or $7.50, I can't remember. And they told me I had to, if I saw somebody stealing something, I had to apprehend them. And I smiled and snickered. Later on, I was talking to the other co-workers and said, for $7.50, I'm going to hold the door for them. And so the hireling took off, and the sheep were no longer safe. So, if you look at these two flocks, sheep, and you think about, which flock of sheep, if you were a sheep, would you like to be?
I would be an apple. I'd be a
Yeah. And the shepherd, he loves you. He cares for you. knows my name. What was their
name again? Oh, man,
Henry. Now, you know, in that clock, he was counting them one day, and he found there'd be one missing. So he, well, as all the children in here, he hired them to go look for that lost sheep.
Yay!
So they got up on their chairs, and they wandered around, calling out that sheep.
Oh, Henry! Henry!
Now, seriously, look for the lost sheep.
Got
it. So you didn't look for Hershey.
Oh, look. Oh,
Hershey. Okay, just for time's sake. We're gonna do that. Come on over here. Oh, where's he going? Come on over here. Now you start heading this way, I'll find you one. Okay, anyway. This guy right here. So you got her.
I have her.
He's gonna bring him over to the shepherd. And he's going to put it with the flock. And the shepherd's going to share this with you later. And in the story, we read of two sheep that were not of the flock. Or we have sheep that's not of the other sheep that are not of the flock. So there's two more sheep here. And they both pretty much look the same. They pretty much do the same thing. They eat grass. They roam around. But they had their eye on this flock over here. And this fellow, he thought, you know, that shepherd's pretty kind. I'm looking at that flock. So you need to tell me, how is he going to get into that flock there with the shepherd? He asked you to go through the shepherd.
Yes, ma'am.
So he asked to ask the shepherd, is that all right if I come in with your flock? Is it okay if I come in with your flock?
Yeah.
All right. So this guy, he doesn't want to give up his freedom. He wants to come and go as he pleases. And if somebody's watching him, you know, he's got to kind of, you know, he's got to behave himself, wants to be abused. And he would rather not have that fear over him. And so he thinks he'll join the other flock. So these two guys are, look similar, and they're the same kind of sheep, but one, he decided he didn't want to be in that flock because he was threatened from the shepherd. So of these two flocks, which flock would you like to be? So, if we can compare that to the gospel, in the world, there is a flock, a sheep, and they're wandering around without a shepherd. They have a lot of things to worry about. Wolves,
thieves,
robbers, things like that. You know, the shepherd, you know, he tends to a sheep. He goes out and he finds green pasture. And he brings the sheep to the green pasture. And he watches and protects them from wolves, thieves, robbers. And I tell you, The one sheep that was not of the flock that came in, he was battered, bruised, because he spent a lot of time on his own. One time a wolf caught him by the leg and he had a big scar on his leg. One time a thief tried to grab him and knock him on the dog and got a big bruise from him. Some of his hair got shaved off from kind of close call. And so he was bruised and battered. But now he's in with the shepherd. And the shepherd is tending to his wounds and helping him to come to heal. And he's enjoying a peaceful life with the shepherd. So that's a picture of today. You have the world, the robbers, the thieves, and trust me, they're out there and they're trying to get you. And then you have the flock. And those are the shepherd's sheep. If we look at the Lord Jesus Christ as the good shepherd, he has a flock. And he watches over them. I am part of his flock, and I became part of his flock when I was 24 years old. I waited a long time. And I too have a lot of cuts and bruises, which are healing. Brethren, we can still have some more patience. And so that the flock or the shepherd watches over the Lord Jesus Christ and watches over sheep. We have a flock here, sheep. There are those in here who are fully dependent upon their shepherd, trusting him for everything. And then there are probably those in here who have never accepted Christ, never accepted Christ as their shepherd and savior. And they are going to go all over the world. And they're going to have difficult times. But they know there's always a place they can go. And they get there through the shepherd. So, the Lord Jesus died for his sheep. He was willing to give up his life for his sheep. And so he loves his sheep so much. In the world, the sheep, they'll beat each other up. They'll take money to give up their fellows. They'll step on their head so that they can get a higher place at work. They'll do all kinds of things to each other. And there's no love. And I tell you, one of the things that drew me to the shepherd was the fact that he loves me. And I thought, you know, all these different people telling me all kinds of different ways I can live my life. And all kinds of different ways I can please God. And all different kinds, there's all different kinds of masters out there, trust me. You can become enslaved to all different kinds of things. And the masters of those things do not love you. They never loved me. I did not feel any love from the world, from my friends. But the moment you let your friends down, they're gone, just like the hireling. Because they're in it for themselves. And if they're not going to get anything out of you, they're gone. Remember the story about the boy who spent all the money his parents gave him? What happened when his money ran out? His friends all took off. So the world is a rough place. Think sometimes, oh, I'm in a good position. But then out comes a wolf. Up comes a robber. Up comes a thief. Okay. We got time, maybe, for a Bible chart or two. And I want to include the adults, because the kids say they're faster than the adults. So, that's what I hear anyway, from myself. So, everybody's included.
Can we eat our sheep now?
Wait till after lunch.
I do think we can share the meat.
Hebrews, how's that? Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Chart! Hebrews 13 and verse 20. I bet a kid gets it. Oh, just read it and get it.
Thou the Lord, the bought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, thy great shepherd of sheep through the blood of Gethsemane.
Maybe we can call on one of our brothers to explain that to us. How about maybe Ian? Can you explain that verse to us a little bit?
Right. So, the God of peace, the God again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, great shepherd. You see, the good shepherd loves the sheep so much that he gave himself to the sheep. Gave himself in death. That's what he did at Calvary for guilty sinners, boys and girls, men and women. And God raised him from the dead, this verse is telling us. The great shepherd of the sheep is our risen Lord Jesus Christ. One who has died for sinners, been raised from the dead, gone back to heaven. That's why we can trust in him, because he is a risen, glorified Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep.
Thank you. Okay, Bible's up. Isaiah 53, verse 6. Start! Isaiah 53, verse 6. You found it? Get up and read. Look at it. I told you that that's in there.
Only my sheep are being drawn astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
All right. Brother Hunt, can you explain that a little bit? Oh, Isaiah 53, verse 6. Only my sheep have gone astray.
That's right. Only my sheep have gone astray. Something that we don't want to think about. And we've gone astray. All gone astray. That's that. So the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I was talking to a man in Israel. He was a rabbi, and he was talking, and I kept saying to him, "Who is it? Who is it that God laid on him the iniquity of us all?" And he refused to answer because of who it is. I think you know who it is. Who did God lay upon this one the iniquity of us all?
The Messiah.
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. That's right. And we all, he didn't fight that, but I said, that's what the Torah says. That's what the Bible says. But anyway, that's what the Bible says.
Okay, we'll do one more quickly, and then we're going to ask for some other ones before we. Okay, 1 Peter 2. And verse 25, 1 Peter 2 and verse 25, charge! Let me beat this guy.
Okay. He also has like his younger little-talk spiritual mother, holy priesthood, and offer all the spiritual aspects of the temple to God and to the
1 Peter 2, verse 25.
For ye were many gone astray, but now are now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
We've got to call him on for that verse. David, maybe you explain that one close.
Well, we're described as being like sheep, because sheep will become compass. You don't have a way of finding your way home. But that verse is telling us that because we have gone astray, it requires someone else to take our place in the Lord Jesus or our sins on the cross in order that we might be brought back to God. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me.
Okay, that's it. So our brother Norm's going to come and do some singing.
Brewer was heading to Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain, it must be born again.
Yeah. I am so glad that Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me.